Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
800-965-1297. That's it.
Put on your red dress, baby.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the lives of two of our Brain Trust members who have had breast cancer and who have dealt with it. And 17 and 16 years later, they're still here and still fighters and still courageous and telling their story to us. Joan Pride and Judith Glazer. Joan's with the U.S. government. Judith has her own business, an author and a speaker and a very accomplished global thinker and executive. Judith and Joan, one of the things I wanted to put in here is I want you to talk about the importance of getting screened and everything, but I also want to stay, not to minimize, and you know I would never do this, not to minimize what you guys are going through and what women deal with breast cancer, but breast cancer is found in men sometimes. So guys, don't think that, you know, I mean, it could happen to you. I don't know what the numbers are, but it's rare, but it's certainly not that rare because you hear about it. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Judith, why don't you talk to the ladies out there about getting screened?
Yeah. So in our family, we've all made a pact with each other because we ended up having my sister with breast cancer, then my daughter had a double mastectomy, then I had a double, and then my niece had a double. So that all happened in a year and a half. So we've decided to check each other. We call up and we say, did you get your checkup? I think men belong in that, did you get your checkup conversation? Because if you get it early, then you have a chance of beating it. And you can feel sometimes if you do your own breast check. As I found both of my cancers in my breast just by feeling and saying, oh, my God, what's that lump? So I'm a big advocate now of our family banding together and supporting each other and just saying,
and
so what's going on? Did you get
and pestering
out?
Each other. Joan, you were being a little bit of a knucklehead, and your husband, Ray, made you go take care of it. So, guys, if you love your woman, make her stay with it. And my wife tells me how uncomfortable mammograms are. She hates them, but I keep after her to go get them done, you know, on a regular basis.
Yeah, they're uncomfortable, but they can save your life, so they are important.
So, Joan, your thoughts on this?
Well, yeah, don't be a knucklehead like me. You know your own body, and you know you can probably instinctively know when something's wrong. So don't put your head in the sand, because there's so many treatments out there. Like I've said, you know, cancer is not an automatic death sentence in so many, many, many cases. So you do have a chance if you're willing to fight.
I know ladies who only had a lumpectomy and nothing else. Even with certain kinds of, and I'm only saying that to tell women that, you know, don't presume the worst of everything.
Right.
Right? You don't know that
the
information is what will save you, right? Not being ignorant.
Right. Well, and when you find a lump, you don't know whether it's benign or malignant. You have to find out, and you might get good news.
Right. Yeah. Who knows? And of course, the key is life. And Judith, you're in the hospital right now. You're about to get folks. She's courageous, so courageous in joining us from the hospital, where she's about to have another chemotherapy. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Because my breast cancer, it didn't spread to my pancreas, but I because my mother has 7 cancers, I get them, and I got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And I'm the 1% that survived. And I think all the things we talk about supporting each other, that support network for me took the doctor's diagnosis of you have 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years to live, and is transforming it into I'm the one in the 1% that survived.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how much do you think attitude affects your recovery, Joan?
Oh, I think it's tremendous, and also relying on other people to help keep that, you know, your attitude positive as well.
Mm-hmm. Judith?
Yep. I think it's at least 50%, and I'm heading into my new book, After Conversational Intelligence. I decided to find out about how cells talk to each other in your body, and that comes from the creating the right environments. And so that book is going to be coming out next with case studies of people who are bringing together communities of people, their families and everybody,
to have healthy
conversations. Yeah?
You can call on your own spirit. I believe that.
Right. Right.
I think that's a good way to put it, Jim.
Well, I feel I've done that in my life. I've been a healthy person because I just say no. You're not. I'm not going to be sick. I refuse.
You could try that.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, ladies.
Don't bother somebody else.
You know how proud I am, Judith. Good luck today. I love you, Joan. You know how much I love you. Thank you guys for being here, and be well.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Bye, Joan. Bye,
Judith.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.